Call this meeting of the Cheney County Transportation Advisory Board to order. Start with a roll call. Doug Mulder.
Ron Newman. Kendall Hayes.
Michael Woods.
Brian Caperton.
Greg Zingenfuss.
And our audience is
Brad Tyler of HDR.
Victoria with Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Matt Ryan, City of Branson.
First order of business, approval of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
The last meeting.
I'll second that.
I have a motion in the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Two full business. Anyone have anything that...
Do any updates to our chart that they've been worked on, or
haven't had anything since last round in November, I think.
Shwari, I don't know if this is old business or new business, but there's a couple of needs assessments out right now. Do you need anything from us on that, or have you got the Cheney County stuff, and this is just individual cities and that kind of stuff?
So last time I had updated our SimCog's needs list based on what yours needs list is.
Yeah.
So basically, if there's anything new that I need to add or just like remove anything, any changes to that, if you have any of those changes, you can let me know and I'll update that and bring it to you all in the May meeting to discuss all of that and reprioritize if needed.
Okay, and this is due the 26th of April, but really there's dates leading up to that that SimCog needs some time. Somebody, the cities, I don't know, Michael, are you doing any of these? TAP applications, they're out there too, they're coming up quickly.
Yes.
Was November the 3rd the last update we had? Do you have that, the November 3rd list?
Yes.
Okay, so
now the tax rate, are those just cities or those city and county?
City and county, anybody that has a local program administrator authority can have one. I think we're going to have one from the schools, but the schools don't have an administrator, so the city does that for the schools, but it means being worked on right now. Great River's doing that one. So. But I guess that's the last old business I just wanted to follow up on.
With Devin out, you got any Cheney County updates, Rick, that you can...
Devin ask if MoDOT was here to ask him a couple of questions about where they were at on an outer road project by Buchanan Road and that, but they're not here, so I guess nothing to ask there. Honestly, he told me one more thing and I was so cold I don't remember it.
So he had the Cross Creek, the yeah. Academy of Parkland sidewalk. Yeah.
Yes, the Academy. So that is a TAP program.
Okay, would that, is that?
Well, that could be a TAP program. It doesn't have to be. A sidewalk from, we have some disabled housing to a grocery store. And people are walking in the road ditch and he's wanting to do something with that. That could be a TAP program. That could be.
That's not
a multimodal priority, just under regular
stuff. That's not in city. That's not in your city limits, is it?
No.
What, maybe Tanto? No. So it'd be a county.
That's county. Yeah.
And for sidewalk projects, if it's not on any MoDOT route two, that can be included in our SimCog needs list.
Okay, because this one would be on Highway 76.
Oh.
So it would totally qualify.
Are you talking about the St. Street apartments?
Yes.
Yeah, there's Tantone and the apartments right there. Basically, they're walking up to Sunfest and it says.
Off the side of the road where there's no room whatsoever.
And when you're talking about disabled people,
not good.
Not good. Which I can't imagine wouldn't score pretty well if, in fact, it would get submitted. But that's something the county needs to do.
Would that be something we need to add that to our list?
I would think yes. Travis,
it wouldn't hurt as far as the application, but I mean, you can apply for whatever you want, but you can add a list. It's just one more thing you put on the application that it's on our list.
Well, we table that to the next meeting and let Darren put that on the list.
Well, because it's going to be past the deadline.
I'm assuming that's why Rick and then he called me and said, hey, if there's anything.
So I'll make a motion to
add it.
To ask the county to take action on putting in an application for the sidewalk connecting the St. Street apartments with, there's a name of that shopping center. Cross Creek Shopping Center. So that's my motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to present to the county the addition of the sidewalk from Cross Creek down to the apartment.
Recommending application.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion will carry. Thank you, sir.
Do we need a motion to add it to our list?
I mean, as I said, by the time you have another meeting, it's already going to be application deadline's passed. If you put it on the multimodal list, the only thing you got on there is transit. So I can tell you it's going to make first or second.
Worst case, it's going
to be. Yeah, it's up to you if you want me to add it or not. But.
Well, if we're going to track progress on it, it probably ought to be added.
We'll do it formally. Yes.
Okay. You want to make a motion to add that?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion second to add said sidewalk into
multimodal.
Any discussion? No. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion will carry. Anything else for Tim County?
Could you just give us, for the sake of everybody, not everybody gets to attend your partnership meeting, Long Creek Bridge and Johnny Morris's development work there, just in my overview.
Okay. If there's no Taney County updates, let's go to MoDOT, and that'll be that.
Okay, all right. Moving in. Item number four, MoDOT updates.
I think the Highway 86 is substantially complete. I mean, it's almost a surreal experience when you're used to driving on two 10-foot lanes with traffic everywhere, and now you're out into the wide open spaces, and most all of the cones are gone. There are two more connector roads that are being factored into this, and in talking with ESS, who I think have the contracts for that, the dates of completion for those are like the end of May.
May 1st is what they're telling us.
May 1st? Okay, well, Travis would probably know about that. So anyway, but as far as the 86 project, the storage lanes on the Highway 65 and the dual turn lanes there, the dual roundabout at Ridgedale Road and entrance to the top of the rock, that's all completed. The roundabout is completed. The entrance underneath 86, where you drive under, if you roundabout and drive under it, you go to the Outdoor Academy and Thunder Ridge Arena, that's all completed, so that's good. The bridge is coming from the east towards the west, is the third bent of steel girders, and which places it over halfway across the lake now. And the west side is out to the end of the concrete girders and waiting for the steel to arrive. Steel appears to be on site. There are beams sitting there. The bridge decking coming from the east is about to the center of the bridge, but it's not poured. It's just the steel. There is so much rebar in that thing, it looks like a steel deck. I mean, it's just green deck.
It is, but almost crazy how they did it, where it's just like, it's almost like the concrete is just a little blue.
And again, it impresses you how much higher, when the beams and the decking are all formed up and all there, how much higher the new bridge is over the old bridge. But, and last briefing from MoDOT, they are a contractor. They don't want to actually say it out loud, but they're ahead of schedule. So.
What about signage? The contractor put all the signage, or MoDOT put up signs, or in the sign and the turn lane paintings and all of that? Is that who does all that?
For the bridge or for 86?
For 86.
The contractor does all of that.
So that, does the contractor done, that should all be completed?
Yes.
It'll be done according to MoDOT signs and all that?
It is substantially done now. It's all done.
Are there any new traffic signals there? Anywhere on the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
The traffic control measures are all geometric improvements. The Dollar General with the old bad sight triangles. Well, when you were in the old bad geometrics, when you only had 20 foot of travel portion of the roadway, it was hard to get around the corner and not see around it and all this and that. Now that you're over 100 feet wide, five times that width, you come around the corner, you're out away from everything.
Line of sight
coming from both ways, your sight triangle is vast enough. The entrance acceleration deceleration lanes at the entrance to Branson Cedars and Devil's Pool, that entrance right there, that's all opened up now, so all of that's slowing down for traffic. And it's, like I say, it feels weird because people are turning, but you don't slow down. You're just going right straight through all of that. And the other thing that's kind of weird is that you're passing people on Highway 86. So when you get out there.
And they already have a couple events scheduled, right? I think.
Yes.
May, June, something like that.
June 10th.
Perfect. For now, I would assume.
They've already got a couple events announced.
Yeah. They've got events announced already, So they got to be open.
I'm sure they've got several more that they're working
on. I'd say it'll be a long time before they do not something going on.
They are moving the, this is a military thing, a firing line, what's the shooting points, whatever.
The
stations, they're moving those right now too, so that's kind of in progress. But Travis, you central collection hookup there, where's that at?
There's a couple new lift stations that'll be down there for the sewer. They're doing a whole new water system that'll be down there. The water should be done by May 1st. The sewer isn't, but they got a big old holding basin that's going to get them by for a while, I think. So.
Is that holding basin emptied by trucks?
That's what it's going to be starting out. Okay, lift station's done, it'll all pump into Big Cedar stuff, and